Hello, everybody. Welcome to Radio Munson. That's a Gene Harris super band from 1989, and it was a super band, driven by Jeff Hamilton playing drums and Jerry Dodgen's alto saxophone and the soulful piano playing of Gene Harris, the leader of the band, circa 1989. It was recorded in New York's Town Hall live, and actually that band traveled for a couple of years. Just a great band. And it kicks off Radio Munson with a song that Mercer Ellington wrote for his dad Duke's band called Things Ain't What They Used to Be. Well, of course they're not. I'm not saying that they were better then. They were just different. And it's that difference that we sort of bring to the front row on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 here on GLT. Just that it was different. Not better, just different. Although I liked them a whole lot. Here on Radio Munson, we do a little time travel, and we do a little place travel as well. You know, we can just take these flights of fancy and head off. Where are we going tonight? We're going to go out to Los Angeles and check out Summit Ridge Drive, which is where a lot of the fancy people lived in 1945 when Artie Shaw wrote that song for his small group called the Gramercy Five, which was named after a telephone exchange in Manhattan. I may have lost you on that. Now we'll go over to London and see if the nightingales are really singing on Berkeley Square. My golly, we're even going to go on the street where you live with Jonah Jones and his muted trumpet a little bit later on. Hope you can stick around. Let's make it easy here and get on the bus. Let me off uptown, will you? It's Anita O'Day and trumpeter Roy Eldridge.
Joe, my name is Roy.
Well, look here, Roy, and let's get groovy. Say, you been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown, but I've been around.
You mean to say you ain't been uptown?
No, I haven't been uptown. What's uptown?
It's pleasure you're about, and you feel like stepping out. All you got to shout is, let me off uptown. If it's rhythm that you feel, then it's nothing to conceal. All you've got to spill is, let me off uptown. They got rib joints, juke joints, hip joints. Where could a fella go to top it if you want to pitch a ball? You can't afford a hall. All you've got to call is, let me off uptown.
Anita, oh Anita. Say, I feel something.
What you feel, Roy? The heat?
No, it ain't the heat. It must be that uptown rhythm, because I feel like blowing.
Well, blow, Roy, blow.
That was a heck of a band. That was Gene Krupa's band, the drummer, and Anita O'Day singing, and they brought Roy Eldridge in. He was not a part of that band, but he was a guest artist on that recording. First done, I think, in about 1945, and then it was re-recorded, I think maybe 1950 or so, when the five became a little more high, and that's the recording we play there, but it's pretty hard to distinguish the two, except for the fidelity being a little bit better. Let me off uptown. Well, in Bloomington Normal, that means normal. It's become pretty much a customary thing now to refer to the business section of Normal as uptown, and as City Fathers hoped it would. And Bloomington is the main business district of Bloomington, the county seat of our county, is downtown. So here we are sitting just a couple of blocks away from Uptown Station, the Amtrak station. Woody Herman's just about to send somebody off, I think.
Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away. away from you. No words can tell how sad it makes me. Hits me tootsie and then do it over again. You gotta watch for the mail. I'll never fail. You don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Tootsie, goodbye. Yesterday I heard a lover sigh, goodbye, oh me, oh my. Seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he hurried back to kiss his love again and tell her tootsie goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you, no words to tell how sad it makes me. Kiss me, tootsie, and then do it over again. You gotta watch for the mail, and I'll never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you'll know I'm in jail. Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie. Tootsie, goodbye.
That's Woody Herman. And his great band, I forget which herd that was, the third herd, I believe, with the old song that Gus Kahn wrote. And Bill Holman did the arrangement, and Sal Nistico was the guy playing the tenor saxophone, and Carl Fontana did the trombone solo, and Woody provided the vocal. Here on Radio Munson. Summit Ridge Drive, Artie Shaw's little quintet called the Gramercy Five. And Summit Ridge Drive was his place in Beverly Hills. I mean, just a luxurious place, way up high, looking down on the twinkling lights of the city of Los Angeles. His piano player, Johnny Guarnieri, had to learn how to play the harpsichord when they first recorded that in 1940. He said it's not that darned easy to do. 7:15 here on Radio Munson. It's already dark. Come on. Was it a good sunset? I didn't get to see it. Sort of exciting, though, this time of evening, isn't it?
Every little breeze is sighing of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping, wild shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me home. The world seems rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven, when night is falling and love is calling me.
Yeah, everything is rosy, Rosie Clooney, that is, here on Radio Munson. Nelson Riddle arranged that years ago when Rosemary Clooney had her own TV show, and everything had to be short. So Nelson Riddle wrote a 2-minute flat arrangement, 2 minutes. But when Rosie Clooney got some people together 20 years ago in 1996 out in L.A. to do some of the Nelson Riddle arrangements, that was Tommy Newsom, by the way, playing alto saxophone. Just a all-star lineup of West Coast musicians. They lengthened them out just a little bit to allow room for the soloists. Here on Radio Munson, oh, speaking of 2-minute records, here's one by the Four Freshmen.
Love is just around the corner, in a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me in the corner, just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you got arms. Let's go cuddle in the corner, in the cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. Do 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 do
Mr. Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you, and I'm around you. Yes, love is just around the corner.
Support for GLT comes from the Economic Development Council, leading efforts to grow the local economy by helping existing businesses thrive and by attracting new entrepreneurs to Bloomington Normal. A robust local economy improves prosperity and quality of life. Information at bnbiz.org. This is GLT.
Canada's Spitfire Band and the Airmail Special taking off on runway number 2. Can you send domestic mail by airmail anymore? I don't think you can. It's more time sensitive rather than mode. In fact, they use sort of an intermodal approach to getting the mail to where it needs to go in whatever time you've paid for. So it would be the highest priority, I guess. But you'd have to figure it's going to go by air. And the truck's not going to get there that soon. Par avion. So the international mail often does go by airmail. I mean, you pay the U.S. Postal Service for an airmail stamp to get a parcel to Europe or to Asia or to Africa. Par avion. Did you know that French is the common language of international postal services? That's why it's par avion, by air. Mm-hmm. priority mail. That's overtaking things, right? So, we go a little air mail special right there. And we hop with it to London. Check in with Bobby Darin at one of London's best areas.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, the nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Ah, this heart of mine, it beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair. For we were dancing cheek to cheek, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. When dawn came stealing up all golden blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the dancing feet of a stair. Just like an echo far away, nightingale sang in Berkeley. Nightingale sang in Berkeley that night in Berkeley Square.
'62, Bobby Darin was in the Capitol Records studios out there in Los Angeles, singing about London, with Billy May's band and Billy's arrangement. Bobby Darin was really riding high then in the early 1960s. He admired Johnny Mercer, the songwriter who also sang a little bit and wrote those great lyrics. And Bobby was partial to Mercer's sense of humor. So the two of them got together one time with their common friend Billy May and his band. And they did an album called Two of a Kind. It was, I think, 1961, I believe. And they decided, and Mercer was, I think, 27 years older than Bobby Darin, who was in his upper 20s, I'd say, at the time. And they decided they'd do one of Mercer's songs, a song for which he had written lyrics, about a pretty big party that's going on. You know, Darin was from New York. He was a New York guy through and through. And Johnny Mercer was Savannah, GA. And somehow it just all clicked. Well, I don't know what's going on here, but I can't get it to play. I'll be darned. After all of that buildup, I'll try it in a different CD player. It's worth doing. I'm not going to give up real easy on this.
We need to make sure that CD gets read and that it operates. Is it going to do it? I think it will. Let's do it. Yeah. Here's that Mercer Darren song called Bob White.
Just listen to the Bob White. He never could sing right.
You should hip him to the latest sound and the talk that's going round.
Well, I was talking to the parakeet, and he said, man, now about that beat.
How about that beat?
Hey, Bob White, ain't you gonna swing tonight?
Several people heard the albatross.
Yes.
Whisper, Robert is on the sauce.
I know for a fact he's on the wagon.
Bob White, nothing but a neophyte.
John, what does that word mean?
Amateur.
Even the pheasant found it unpleasant hearing you hit that flat note.
Whereas the sparrow froze to his marrow when he heard that note.
The opinion of the tufted grouse is you play to an empty house.
Could happen to anybody.
Sure could.
Get up off that path. Shape up. Make it there. Bob White. You gotta sing it out tonight. Take a letter to the meadowlark in reply to his rude remark.
Well, the mails must go through.
Bob White invites you to a bash tonight.
My tux isn't even pressed. Take a wire to the nightingale. I tell him Bob ain't begun to wail. Bob White's gonna put him down for spite.
Circulate the word, call up the catbird, tell that old fat bird he's gonna sing a storm up.
Hip the canary, it'll be scary after the warm-up.
Man, he's even gonna gas the goose. He'll be a lucid and Dr. Seuss.
Wait a minute, John. Do I detect a note of meaning that he's gonna be right in tune?
Man, I'm telling you, he's gonna be on the moon.
I see. Bob White, he's gonna ball it up tonight.
Oh, he's in there.
Oh, he like whistles pretty.
Yeah, like a bird.
What?
Here's a wire from the albatross.
Sounds urgent.
It reads, Robert is still the boss.
Well, thank you very much, folks.
Bob White, he was in the groove tonight.
I quote directly from the Whooping Crane. He says, man, it was like insane.
He made it clear.
Bob White really fought a groovy fight. I thought I had him dead in the third round.
Hey, old Papa Redbird, who is the head bird, says you were in there swinging.
He was trying. Even a jackdaw flew out the back door, bucking and winging.
You instigated such a swinging gig that all them quadrupeds want to dig.
Yeah, yeah. You mean,
here come the moose and elk.
And there goes Lawrence Welk.
Bob White.
Bob White.
Bob White. You really sang it out tonight.
Oh, it's for the birds.
Bobby Darin, Johnny Mercer, Billy Mays Band. That was worth waiting for. Here's a treatment of a Victor Young composition called My Foolish Heart, arranged by David Bowman and featuring alto saxophonist Randy Lee with the Dallas, Texas Jazz Orchestra. Thank you. My Foolish Heart. Yeah, it's a great arrangement, isn't it? The Dallas Jazz Orchestra, here on Radio Munson. I've told you before that Peggy Lee was born Norma Dolores Eggstrom up in Jamestown, North Dakota. You've heard that, right? And eventually changed her name to Peggy Lee. She was singing by her teens. She was a big hit on WDAY up in Fargo, which is the most listened to station up there in North Dakota, was at the time. And it was about that time that she changed her name from Norma to Peggy Lee. And she was singing just gigs all over the place, went out to the West Coast when she was still 17, was working in a place in Palm Springs, that is to say singing in a club in Palm Springs, when this hotel owner, owned a string of hotels, Frank Behring, heard her and liked her a lot and offered her a gig back at Chicago at a place he owned in the Buttery Room, which was a nightclub in the Ambassador East Hotel in Chicago. And one night while she was singing there, bandleader Benny Goodman came in, and he was looking for a replacement for Helen Forrest, who'd left his band. And he liked Peggy Lee. She knew he was Benny Goodman. She said, "I didn't think he liked me because he just stared at me." But that was Benny. So Benny gave her a job. She joined his band in 1941. She was there for a couple of years and really launched her career. 75 years ago, 1941, she joined Benny Goodman's band. Peggy Lee did. This was the first recording she ever made with Goodman's band.
What's a kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune. Listen, listen, there's a lot you're liable to be missing. Sing it, sway it, any old way and any old time. The hurdy-gurdies, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street, the city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon.
Support for GLT comes from Retrofit Culture, breathing new life into the old West Side Clothing Building with vintage and handmade goods, many of which are sourced locally. Accessible from Constitution Trail at 1014 West Washington in Bloomington. This is GLT.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both speaking to people left behind by the economy.
People who work hard but don't have a voice. I'm running to be their voice.
The tide is not rising fast enough, and it is certainly not lifting all boats.
As part of our series, A Nation Engaged, we'll look at how both major nominees are addressing prosperity. That's on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on Bloomington Normal's Public Media, GLT.
Every band, every big band in the 1930s and 1940s had to have a theme song, and that was Jimmy Dorsey's. Jimmy played alto saxophone, and so he was featured with the band on a song called Contrasts. And it's all for you here on Radio Munson. Well, it's for me, too. I love this stuff. Here's a song that was, I played that Peggy Lee thing, saying it was 1941, but it was a little earlier in 1941. Here's something that was number one in the nation exactly 75 years ago today, September the 22nd, 1941. Silver anniversary for Jimmy Dorsey's band, Jimmy's alto sax, and his two singers, Helen O'Connell and Bob Eberle.
Green eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you, our lips meet and our hearts too. With a thrill so sublime, those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me all through taught me. But will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
Helen O'Connell, and before Helen, it was Bob Eberle and Jimmy Dorsey's alto saxophone, Jimmy's band. Number one song in the country 75 years ago today. I have a picture of the three of them on the Radio Munson Facebook page. Check that out this evening. You know, you can always reach me, Don at WGLT.org. Don at WGLT.org. Let's go back to 1935 for a little stride piano here. Belongs to Mr. Fats Waller.
In Harlem, so everyone start trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem, saw everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You see them shuffling, shuffling, shuffling down. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's truckin', truck it on out that slum, yeah. Yeah. hats were doing in Park Avenue and it's hot all over town. You see them scuffing, shuffling, shuffling down. It's spread like a forest flame. You see the crazy banks of Harlem now. Ha-ha! Everybody and everybody's trucking, trucking, trucking.
Yes, we are. We're trucking down to 9 o'clock Central Time tonight here on Radio Munson. Fats Waller's clarinetist in that session in 1935 was Rudy Powell, and his longtime trumpeter, Herman Autry, was part of that recording as well. Here's a great song from a motion picture in, I think it was in 1960. Remember the motion picture High Time? High Time. It was a good motion picture. It had some wonderful music. Jimmy Van Heusen had written this song called The Second Time Around. And, you know, the lyric was, I forget who did the lyric, Sammy Kahn, I think. The lyric was, you know, love is beautiful the second time, or love is wonderful the second time around. And a couple or 3 years later, I think it was in 1963, Basie's band recorded it. And Count had Billy Byers write the arrangement featuring... just that wonderful treatment of the powerful Count Basie Orchestra, The Second Time Around.
Thank you.